Okay, you ready? We're almost finished. Begin.
Moreover, in like manner, our spirit also joins in to help us in our weakness. For we do not know for what we should pray as is fitting, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And when we talk about this, right? Let's go to 28, 29. Now, this is very, very important. Very, very important, okay? If you didn't get anything now, get this now. Okay, this is very, very important. Okay, very, really begin. And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Because those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord for the many brothers.
Amen.
Because the first Son, who is our Lord Jesus Christ, He produced many brothers.
Amen.
By dying on the cross, and He became a life-giving spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Now, we know. We got to know this. Brothers and sisters, we got to know this. What do we need to know? All things work together for good. Okay? What does it mean by it? All things work for the good. This good means what? To be conformed. Be conformed to the image of His Son.
Amen.
Because Jesus is good, right? God is good, right? Nobody's good other than God, right?
Amen.
So Jesus is good. Now, look. So this good, everything works together to be conformed to the image of Christ.
Amen.
This is what it is. So everything in your life is working together to form Christ-likeness. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I know some couple, they have a hard time. They keep fighting, arguing, and, you know, throwing the dish and whatever, you know. Oh, you know what? You have to remember this. It's all working toward to conform the image of Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
If you miss this, you miss everything.
Amen.
So you have to, if your wife is nagging wife, you have to thank her. Oh, honey, thank you for being a nagging wife. Because of you, Christ is being formed in me. If your husband is not good, you need to thank him and say, honey, I thank you because you're not faithful husband, Christ is being formed within me. You know what I'm saying? If your parents have neglected you, if your parents have betrayed you, whatever, there are some parents, right? You need to thank the Lord and thank your parents. Because of your neglecting parents, the Christ is being formed within me. Or my brother or sister, or anybody, or friends. You have to understand this, brothers, sisters. Number one, God's interest is to form Christ in you. Hallelujah. For this reason, we have to learn in the Spirit. Learn to live in the Spirit. Learn to speak from the Spirit. Learn to act, move, journey with God in the Spirit.
Amen.
If out of Spirit, that's you. That's a self. And means nothing. If it isn't in the Spirit, that's Christ. That's the Holy Spirit. And you are on the good ground. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, let's do the last point now. This is the last point. Ready? 8, 3, 1. Begin. What then shall?
If God is for us, who can be against us? Indeed, He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not also with Him freely give us all things?
Oh, look at this, brothers. Look at this. So what can we say about this thing? What is these things? All these problems, huh? All this conflict, do you understand? Okay. In Adam to in Christ. Praise the Lord, we are born again. We're born anew. But then we still have a problem in the spirit, in the flesh. So we have a big conflict between flesh and the spirit, and soul is in between. We're always like going back and forth. Oh, one day we are one with the flesh. Another day we are one with the spirit. And then go back to the flesh. You know what I'm saying? All this crazy life. He's talking about these things, right? So, then, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? So we have to remember, listen, God is with you. God is for you. So we don't have to worry about the flesh. We don't have to worry about the enemy. By the way, in the spiritual realm, the flesh has been crucified. Jesus died, right? In the flesh. Do you understand? The flesh is gone. It's finished. Hallelujah!
Amen.
That's why when Jesus died, he last words he said, it is finished.
Amen.
Finished! Tetelestai! It is finished. Okay? Indeed, he who did not spare his own son, God, right? The Father, but delivered him up for us all. How shall he not also with him, with Jesus, freely give us all things? This means God the Father gave you his one and only son. How can he not give you all? What is more important than his son?
Amen.
What is more important than his son's life? What is it? Money? Health? Your job? Career? What is it? God will give you all things. In fact, all things are already in Christ.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You are so rich because Christ is in you as a spirit, as an indwelling spirit. Praise the Lord. One last verse, 8:36-39. Begin. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? But in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Hallelujah!
Amen.
Nothing can separate you and me from the love of God.
Amen.
From the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This love of God can only be realized through His Spirit.
Amen.
Romans 5:5 says we are not disappointed because we have this hope. And this hope means that God is going to pour out His Spirit. No, God is going to pour out His love into our heart through His Spirit. It's only through His Spirit. Hallelujah. Dear saints, be encouraged. We have the Spirit.
Amen.
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 In Adam can be solved with in Christ. In the flesh can be solved with in the Spirit. Oh, we are victorious people.
Amen.
We are a glorious church.
Amen.
We have a Father.
Amen.
We're going to sing that song one more time and we're going to end today. Right? And next Lord's Day, part 2.